Good morning, friends. Coach Kathy here. Today is your new member Q&A. I am subbing in for Coach MJ. She is enjoying some vacation time on a beach somewhere in the Bahamas. Lucky her, right? I don't know about y'all, but it's cold here. It's cold here. And I think about MJ on that beach and I'm thinking she's made the right choice. She's made the right choice. Okay. A little bit about me, in case you don't know me. I am one of the No BS coaches. I've been around Corinne a very long time. I joined her in 2013 to lose my own 80 pounds and was a member then. Eventually went to coach training, became a coach, and have been doing all kinds of work for No BS behind the scenes and in coaching all these years. So I'm here to answer all of your questions. Also, there are just a couple of you here. If you would like to come on screen and talk through specific issues, do a little coaching, kind of like Corinne does on the Sunday calls. We can do that as well. If you need specific help about a specific issue, maybe something related to emotional eating. You know, if you eat because you're angry, sad, upset, happy. Did you know you can eat because you're happy? Call it joyful eating. I call that joyful eating. We can also brainstorm if you're in a stall. Celebrate. I'm happy to celebrate anything you want with you as well. So if you would like to talk with each other in the chat, make sure your chat box is set to everyone. If you have a question for me and you don't want to come on screen, use the Q&A box. It's at the bottom of your screen. And if you do want to talk to me in person, I'd be happy to call you up and we'll talk on this call. All you have to do is go to the bottom of your screen and raise your hand. Okay, so that's where we are today. A couple of things, since you guys are not very chatty, I think I can talk about a little bit that almost everyone needs help with is enough. Does anybody here struggle with finding enough? Yes? No? I know I do. Some days, enough seems very elusive. In fact, have you ever heard MJ call it the Bigfoot of No BS? It's because it's, you know, they tell us it's there. It's just sometimes we have to look for it. We have to find it. And so I was talking to another group yesterday about enough. And for me, I really think, oh, good. Thank you, Beth. Thank you. Beth says, yes, I do sometimes. I really think enough you have to look for it in a different way than you have to look, than you can find hunger. So hunger to me is pretty easy. You get a stomach growl, you get a little bit of a headache. You can actually feel the emptiness. So, you know, hunger, you know, we're used to knowing what hunger feels like, right? You know, you dive into that stomach of yours, that body, and you notice what's going on. Ooh, Tracy wants to talk about nervous system stuff. I mean, if you want to raise your hand, you can ask me all the questions, Tracy, because you know that's my jam. Anyway, back to hunger, right? Hunger's pretty easy to feel. Enough, on the other hand, to me, is not as easy to feel. It is more of a behavioral thing that happens. So I know I'm reaching enough when I subconsciously sit back in my chair away from the table. When my eating slows down. When the behaviors around my food begin to change. I get distracted. I think, yes, Tracy, this call is recorded. I get distracted. I look down and I realize I haven't had a bite in a few minutes. It's that kind of thing. It's like my body is so smart. It knows it's time to slow down. We're reaching enough. And sometimes I even get a little thought in my head that says, I wonder if I'm close to enough. That's how I know. Okay, those are my clues. MJ talks about one of her clues being she starts looking for the best bites. Our bodies are so smart. We have our, Tracy was talking about asking about the nervous system. We have a vagus nerve that runs. It's a bundle of nerves that runs from the back of our head, from our brainstem, all the way down to our pelvic floor. And it is the communication highway between our brains and our stomachs and our bodies. So I th really think what happens is that as our stomach begins to fill and as our body begins to understand all it needs for digestion, it will send a signal back up to your brain that tells you to slow down. I think our bodies are that intuitive. So if you're having trouble finding enough, I want you to watch for those things. I want you to watch for those behavioral changes, like slowing down or getting distracted, or maybe even sitting back from the table or taking a deep breath. What's happening as you eat your meal that helps you know that your body has had enough food? Isn't that fascinating? Isn't that fascinating? So those are my thoughts about enough. Let me know in the Q&A or the comments or the chat or the something if that resonates, if that's helpful, or if you have any questions about it, okay? Tracy said, I'd love to talk with you about nervous system stuff. Can't afford private coaching right now. I've been in and out of no BS for a few years. What's the best way to do this? So as I said, we could talk right now. You could ask me all the questions. All you have to do is, come on screen if you don't mind. You can put any questions you have in the Q&A box and I will answer them. I can give you a super simple nervous system lesson here and then tell you, I don't know, once you hit 30 days, probably. Once you hit 30 days, you can start attending the calls that I do every month called How to Feel the Hard Stuff Without Eating, where I teach a little bit about the nervous system. But basically, here's what happens. Teresa, if you want to come on screen, I would be love to have you. All you have to, can you raise your hand at the bottom of your screen? Raise your hand. Do you see that? Oh, good. Let's do it. Let's do it. And then I'll talk some more about the nervous system. All right, I'm promoting you, Teresa. Oh, you figured it out. All you have to do, just unmute yourself. You see where the mute button is at the bottom?
Sorry,
Oh,
right in
you.
front of the stop video. Everything is always in a different place, and I probably haven't used Zoom for a little bit
Well,
of time now.
and you're right. I can tell are you on a computer or an iPad?
iPad.
Okay. It's
Tablet.
it yeah, tablet. Okay. And so your controls might be in a different place than they are in my computer. It just depends. What's on your
Yeah,
mind?
and and I apologize if maybe you touched on this already, but I had to step away for a minute.
That's okay.
I t started from the very beginning of when podcasts were made available. So I've gone there and started to listen. But I think my problem is, and like I said, I apologize if you touched on this when I had to step away. No matter how much protein I have, I'm hungry all the time.
Okay.
I don't know. And I think it's more too, like after dinner, I can eat very, very well all day long. Great breakfast, snack, lunch, snack. I'll even try to have an apple because I know I'm getting hungry before dinner. Have a good dinner. And then it just seems to be after that, I blow it. My
Okay.
dinner.
So let me just ask you a few questions to make sure I understand where we are, okay? At breakfast, you eat when you're hungry, right? And
Yes.
you basically eat what?
Like steel oats for oatmeal,
Oat.
and
Perfect.
then non-fat yogurt. And right now,
Okay.
since pomegranates are in season, I put them in my yogurt.
Why non-fat yogurt instead of full-fat yogurt?
It's probably an old Weight Watcher thing.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I eat full fat yogurt. Okay.
You
I'm going to be
do.
60 in a couple of weeks, and my body is postmenopausal and drying out like nobody's business. And I want my hair to stay shiny. I want my skin to stay shiny. And the good fats in the yogurt actually help with satisfied feeling satiety.
Okay.
So my suggestion would be to have full fat yogurt, full fat cheeses, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And I will tell
Okay.
you, there's a brand. I was just telling somebody about this in Ask Coaches. There's a brand of yogurt here in Tennessee, and I think it's in a lot of places, called Ratio, RATIO, that has added
Okay.
protein in it. It has 25 grams of protein, and it's good. Okay. So that's,
I'll
I
take
had some for
that.
breakfast this morning with a banana over it. So it'd be great. Vanilla yogurt with pomegranate. Sounds delicious to me.
Yeah, I love pomegranates. It's
Okay.
actually like I feel like I'm eating candy when I'm having those.
Yeah,
They're
yeah.
very,
Well,
very
that's how I
good.
feel about grapes. I love grapes. All right. So, what's a typical lunch?
Well, I should say for this week, I'm either doing like a salad, which will, have the lettuce, 4 ounces of chicken, and then vegetables. Peppers, onion, cucumber. What else do I throw in there? Some walnuts, maybe like 15 grams of walnuts, and same thing, 15 grams of pumpkin seeds, just to try again to
Good,
get more
good. So you're
protein and
getting,
things like that.
you're getting some good fats with the pumpkin seeds and the walnuts too. What's your dressing look like?
A
You
dressing, I just use like 1 teaspoon of olive oil and then maybe a tablespoon and a half of balsamic vinegar. And
Okay.
that's it.
Okay. All right. Are you measuring this stuff, or are you just drizzling?
Yeah, see, I started Weight Watchers. I measure and and weigh
Why? Tell me
everything.
why. Tell me why you're measuring.
Well, I guess because I'm on and on again and off again Weight Watcher person, that just has been part of my life, and I just don't know how to get away from it.
Do you know, I mean, if you've been Weight Watchers on and off your whole life, don't you know about how much a
Yeah,
tablespoon of oil or
you would think
yeah.
sometimes I feel like I guess if I don't measure it, then I will take too much.
Okay,
Maybe
and
have
so
two
what?
servings instead of one.
So what?
Oh, dear Lord. Okay.
That's measuring like that is a form of restriction. Okay, with the way you use it, because I'm afraid I'll take too much. I bet I was in Weight Watchers 5, 6 times throughout my life, even through pregnancy. They used to have a pregnancy program. Okay,
Oh, that
pregnant
I
with
did
my
not
second
know.
son, they sent me to Weight Watchers. It was Weight Watchers. I mean, it was like a revolving door at my house. The weighing and measuring at Weight Watchers does help you kind of get some kind of visual reference as to what a box says a serving will be,
Right,
right?
right, right.
But I think as long as you've done that and as structured as your eating is, you can probably trust yourself to get within range.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's
Okay.
that flexibility of getting within range that actually builds trust and becomes more of a lifestyle than having to pull out a tablespoon every time you want some dressing. Okay. So think about it in those terms. So does your salad, when you finish with your salad with all the protein and the pumpkin seeds and all that kind of stuff, does it feel like your body is satisfied?
It does.
Perfect. So what's the next thing
So
you
it might
do?
be like an hour or two later, and then I feel like I'm starting to get hungry, and I'll go to my water first to
Okay,
see
an
if water
hour or
will
two.
kind of,
All right, just an hour or two. What, how much salad are you eating? Is it a big salad or is it a little tiny
Oh,
salad?
it's a big one. See, again, I measured the
What?
lettuce.
Why does it only last you an hour or two?
I'm trying to think of yesterday because I had the salad and probably around 12:10, I would think. But then maybe around 2:30, I should say it's probably two plus hours that I get hungry, not an hour or two. It's probably good too. And
Okay. And hungry feels like what at that time?
see, that's the thing. It's like sometimes I feel like, am I just thinking I'm empty in order to eat something again? Or am I really, I can't say my stomach is growling. So it's almost like, am I just having the thought that I'm hungry, but I can try to, fend it off for a little bit because I'm not growling.
Well, see,
I don't know.
I often talk about head hunger versus belly hunger. Okay. If you draw a line right here at your neck, and every hunger sign you have is up above your neck, you're thinking about being hungry. If the signs you have are below your neck, like an empty feeling or a growl or a outside of a headache or distraction, if they're below the neck, if it's a body feeling, then it's belly hunger. Okay. I can tell you at 3 o'clock every day, before I lost my weight, at 3 o'clock every day, I'd look at that clock and I'd go, oh, snack time. I didn't know if I was really hungry, if my body wanted food, or if I just thought I should have a snack right now. Okay. So figuring out whether or not your body actually needs food rather than your brain's thinking, I might be hungry. I wonder if I'm hungry. I wonder if I'm hungry. And a really great way to do that, like you said, is to get a glass of water. Okay. So if you decide you are hungry, what is a typical snack?
I'll either get a cheese stick, or I'll have a Granny Smith apple and a couple of almonds,
Okay.
and hopefully, usually stems me off, till dinner.
All right. And
And
what does dinner usually look like?
dinner's usually meat is, lean chicken, turkey, turkey kielbasa, something like that. And then if I do have a starchy, I try to keep that small too, like only a, again, third of a cup. I'm measuring white
Third of the
rice.
cup is not a lot.
And like a third the mini potatoes, maybe just four or five of them. And then vegetable, whether that be broccoli, string beans, or if I roasted delicata or some squash, something like that. So yeah, and then sometimes I wonder that too, that how do I want to say? Am I not eating enough? But it's almost like I think I still have that Weight Watcher mentality that, oh, a third of a cup of white rice is 3 points, and I only get so many points in my day, and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, that's we lovingly call that diet mentality. Okay, when you're trusting a program more than you're trusting your body.
Myself, yeah.
Yeah, and for those of us that have been through Weight Watchers all of our entire lives, it's hard to break that habit. So I'm just going to give that to you. Okay. All right. So, dinner sounds lovely as well. Tell me what happens after dinner.
That's where I don't know, sometimes goes nuts, and I am, in front of TV, so that's probably a no-no. But I'll have an extra handful of, nuts, or I go into the Chex Mix. Or what else? Pretzels. So
Okay.
I've
So
never really been a potato chip person or ice cream. I gotta really, really want ice cream.
tell me. Tell me what happens. What's going on around you? You said you're watching TV. What else? What are you thinking? How are you feeling? What's going on around you as you begin to notice the urge to go get a snack?
I don't know if I can really answer that.
Well, tell me, did
I
you
mean,
do
I'm
it last
usually,
night? Did you eat last night after dinner?
oh yeah,
Okay,
I hit
tell
all
me about
those last night.
it. All right, tell me about it. Tell me about what
like
got you
like I
up
said,
out of the chair?
I just was sitting there watching TV, and I don't even remember what I was watching, probably something I recorded. And of course I'm thinking I'm hungry, so I just went and I thought, well, I'll just get a few nuts because they're better. But then it was like after I had the nuts, I was like, of course, as I opened the pantry, I'm like, I knew the Chex Mix was in there, and I haven't had that in a long time. So I was like, oh, I'm going in there next. So I did that.
Okay. It
I
starts
went
with
back and I had some more nuts. So it's,
I'm thinking I'm hungry.
yeah, and I don't know
How
what
are you
makes.
deciding you're hungry?
How am I deciding? Oh, that's what I mean. I think sometimes I feel like, not to say I have a sickness, but it's almost like,
What if
yeah,
it's
I
just
don't.
a habit?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, is this every night that you do
Oh,
this?
no, not every night.
No?
So I don't know why I just kind of went
So
bonkers
last
last
time.
night. Like
All
today,
right.
I haven't even touched the pantry. I'm pretending it's non-existent.
Well, sometimes we eat at night because we crave this. This kind of ties into Tracy's question about the nervous system. We crave a little bit of relief. We're on edge for some reason, or we're sad, or something is not right in our worlds. Okay. Is anything like that last night, or just watching TV, normal day?
Yeah, no. I mean, I have one middle son. He's in his 30s now, but he does have special needs. So, but he's living on his own, has a job. You know, we've worked really hard to get him to be just about independent, you know. So we're having a little struggle or whatnot with him, you know, right now. So yeah, that's a little stress that's in my life right now. So
So
yeah, maybe I kind of overindulged because of that.
well, there is a after you finish an OBS, I think you get the emotional eating course, right? Have you seen the emotional eating course yet?
No.
Okay. After you finish an OBS, there's a course called emotional eating, I believe is the
Okay.
next in your path. And she talks in that course about stress eating. And what happens, and this kind of ties into the emotional eating piece and the nervous system, is that when we are stressed, our body builds more energy to manage that stress.
Okay.
Okay. When we're not stressed, we're pretty loose, we're even keel, we feel pretty good. We call that home base. Everything's right with the world. Okay. But when we start to get stressed and we start to get worried and we start to get anxious, things like that, you can feel the tension build in your body. I get real tense across the back of my neck and through my shoulders. That ever happen to you? You hold tension? I also hold it in my pelvic floor. And I
Okay.
hold it in my hands will start to, I'll clench my hands and my jaw. And when that happens, we're needing and using extra energy in our bodies. And over time, as we are trying to deal with stress, we hold on to that stress in these places in our bodies. And that requires our nervous system to activate just a little bit to help us manage that energy. All right.
Okay.
Now, after dinner, it's dark outside. You might have your PJs on. You've got the TV on. You're starting to relax. Your body's like, whew, I can let go of some of this stress now. And I know the easiest way to let go of stress is to have a snack.
Yeah.
Because that's what we always do, right?
Right.
So instead of just sitting there and getting a warm blanket and relaxing in and watching TV, our brain's like, yeah, but don't forget about food. Don't forget about Chex Mix. Don't forget about those nuts. But that helps too because we've always used those, so it does help.
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of how our nervous system reacts to stress and creates urges to overeat. That makes sense?
Does make sense.
And a lot of times that happens at nighttime for us because that's when our bodies start to wind down from the stress of the day. We're not working anymore. Everything's dark. The dishes are put away. There's not much else to do. So our bodies start to wind down, right? TV comes on, watching something brainless that we've recorded. We record a bunch of stuff. So, if you think that might be what's behind the nighttime eating, rather than true hunger, it might be a stress-related hunger, a stress-related need to relax or get some relief, then there's other things I can offer you to try before eating. Okay, so this concept is called pause plus permission. Okay.
Okay.
I don't think you guys have this one yet, so you're welcome. Pause plus permission. The pause is super important because if your brain tells you, if you hear, let's go get some nuts, you pause and you say, okay, brain, I hear the urge for nuts. I'm going to give it about 2 or 3 minutes to see what happens before I go get the nuts. I'm going to pause right here between the urge and going to get the nuts. And while you're in that pause, you're not, your brain is going to be like, what? But we want nuts, 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 nuts. We can have nuts, but we're going to try something else first. So that's the permission piece. You take the pause, you reassure yourself that you can have nuts, but you're going to try relaxing in a different way first. Okay? Here's some things I want you to try. All right. Where do you live? Is it cold where you live? You got a sweatshirt on.
Yeah, it's just starting to get cold. I'm in Pennsylvania.
And, oh, just starting to get, girl, it's cold
Yeah.
where you live. It's cold. I'm giving you cold, okay? Because I live in Tennessee and I'm cold.
You're cold.
A warm blanket. Do you like to snuggle into a warm blanket? Okay. Do you have a fireplace?
We do, but we don't use it much.
But okay, don't use it. See, I have gas logs. So
Oh,
flip
okay.
that switch. I'm over there next to
Yeah.
the gas logs getting warm. Do you like hot tea?
Yes.
Okay, fix yourself some hot tea. Hold that cup, hold that warm cup right here in your hands. Okay. Are you married, partner?
Yeah, married.
Married? Snuggle up next to that man of yours. I guess a man, woman. Snuggle up next to your partner. Okay. And I'm feeling a little urgy to eat. Can I sit next to you for a minute? Right? Something like that. Give yourself another way to relax or find relief, either through connection or through warmth, or look at where the tension is in your body. Y'all, I tell you, I relax my shoulders like this. I do this 4 or 5 times a day because that's where my tension is. Okay. I sit like this all day long because you want your shoulders to look pretty, right? But when I do this, I feel so much better when I slap because I'm releasing all that tension. Okay. So try those, but in the pause between the urge to eat and going to get the nuts. And then maybe you tell yourself something like, what's your son's name?
Michael.
Michael.
Yeah, he's my middle child.
We're going to figure this out. We're going to figure Michael out. It's going to be okay. It's a little tough right now, but we're going to be all right. We won't stop until we know Michael is settled again. Just instead of going, what am I going to do? What if this happens? What if this happens? Reassure yourself by saying, you know what? I know we'll figure this out. We always do, right? You always do, don't you? Yeah. So the way you talk to yourself and the somatic things you can do to relax your body and to get comfort and warmth, those are going to be the things that help you avoid the overeat at night. Okay. And that's sort of how, Tracy, the nervous system works. If we can settle the nerves, if we can bring our nervous system back into regulation, then the urges to eat aren't going to be as strong. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Now, you started this with, I feel like I'm hungry all the time. And we talked about head hunger and belly hunger. Right? So try and determine whether you're thinking if you might be hungry or whether you feel you're hungry. Increase your healthy fats just a little bit. Throw a little avocado on that salad. Do you like avocado?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell. Sometimes I'll fix myself salads for lunch. And my salad will last me until dinner time if I have half an avocado on it.
On it.
And that's avocado is a like superfood. There's so much good to avocados. So try throwing a little avocado on there. Let's see if that doesn't help you. And I will tell you one more thing. Why? I mean, I love apples, but I can tell you that about an hour after an apple, I'm hungry again. There's something about the acidity or the way it processes through my body that I'm not sure an apple doesn't make me hungry rather than satisfy hunger.
How about that?
So I like that you pair it with cheese or nuts because you need to. Okay. How's all that sound? I give you a
Yeah,
place to start.
good. Yeah, thank
Okay.
you.
If none of this helps, I want you to come to Ask Coaches and tell me, I'm the one you talk to. I'm still struggling. What else you got? Okay. How's that sound? You got anything else?
Oh, I was going to say I don't want to monopolize the whole conversation here.
Nobody else's hand
If
is
anybody
raised.
else is there.
Nobody
No.
else's hand is raised.
No. And sometimes too, I wonder, do I eat just out of boredom, And there
Right.
really is no thought behind it. Because if I look at my day today so far, I've been very, very busy and I've just had breakfast. I don't even
Yeah.
know what time it's 11:30. I didn't even have a snack. But what I had, for breakfast seems to have sustained me. So it's almost like, am I bored in other periods of time in the day that then I'm just filling that with food for absolutely no reason at all?
That's a really great thing to notice. Because if you find yourself eating because you're bored, what can you do to occupy your time? What are some ideas? What are some fun things?
Some fun things. Well, I should say I wasn't doing fun things this morning. I had a lot of paperwork to do for insurances and things like that. So, but
I
I
can
did
tell you
that in.
when I get bored at night and I'm urgy to eat, I'll do something with my hands.
Yeah, I was
Like I
just gonna
grab.
say I crochet, so I
There you go. No, you don't want to get nut dust and all that kind of stuff all over what
Right,
you're
then you're not
crocheting.
eating if you're doing
Right.
something else
You're
with your
right.
hands,
Coach Betsy knits and crochets. I like to, I have a coloring app on my iPad. I'll be doing that when I'm listening to the TV. I love jigsaw puzzles.
Yeah,
Right.
I
So
do
I'm
too. I do too.
other things to try at night might be if you play the piano, you might go to the piano. Anything you can do with your hands and your fingers that you enjoy doing, it's going to keep eating, right? And it's going to nurture something about, that part of you that's bored. It's going to give you something to do. Okay. How's that sound?
That's good. That's good. Yeah, because I if I look back, in time when I didn't hit the pantry for snacks, that's exactly what I was doing. I was crocheting or I was putting together a puzzle or I have manual coloring books, with my pencils and things like that. And I was like, I was doing that. Or I would read. So it's like, why did I stop doing those things? Because I think they were helping me maybe without me realizing or turning that into a habit instead of hitting the pantry.
But now you know. I mean, you don't have to figure out why. You just got distracted from that habit or from that, option, and now it's back. So give that a shot too. Okay. Anything else?
I don't think so.
All right. It's good to
Thank
talk
you.
to you. You're
You
welcome.
as well.
You're
You as
welcome.
well. Now from listening to the podcast, I can actually say that Kathy is.
Yep, here I am. Here I am. All right, you take care, Teresa.
You as well. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Okay. Tracy, I really want to know what it is you would like to know about the nervous system because there's so much to talk about. You heard me, I think, just a few minutes ago, talk about what happens when we get the extra energy in our bodies. It can also work the other way. So if you, oh, you've raised your hand. Amazing. Let's promote you, get you up here. Here she comes. Video and audio. Beth says, I think it's stress related for me, but I'm noticing it's harder to notice my cues at dinner than any other time. Yes, probably so. Probably so. It's because you're getting tired at dinner too. So anything you can do to rest through the day will help your energy level at dinner so you can pay closer attention. Tracy, what's up? What
I'm
kind of
pulling
question?
over. Hold on one
All
second.
right. All right. Good. Thank you. Not a fan of talking to people while they're driving, because if you were to have a
Yeah,
wreck, I
I'm not
would
a fan of
feel
talking while I'm
terrible.
driving, so I'm on my way to the DMV
Well, you
because
definitely need some nervous
Tuesday
system work.
Tuesday is my 50th birthday and I keep putting off getting my driver's license renewed.
Well,
So
happy
there I go.
birthday. Happy
Thank you.
birthday.
So nervous system, I'm very nervous talking about it. I'm constantly nervous. I'm constantly on edge. I'm constantly feeling like I need to be doing something. I'm constantly emotional. And I don't know how to stop it without eating.
So, did you hear me talk about how over time,
I cry for the
it's okay.
picture.
Over time, we learn that eating actually does settle our nervous system. It's that rhythmic chewing and swallowing, plus combined with the distraction of whatever we are nervous about, that helps us settle. Okay. The problem is that eating has those unintended consequences. So what we want to do is try and practice things that aren't eating that help regulate our nervous system so that when we are nervous, we have something else in our toolbox. Okay. So let me start here. Your nervous system is always scanning for danger. Always. You know, have you ever heard Corinne talk about the cavemen? And about how, you know, when cavemen would stick their head out the cave just to make sure there were no tigers before they go look for food, that they were scanning for danger. Otherwise, they would go back in the cave and wait. Okay. Always scanning for danger. We have not evolved much above that. So our nervous systems are always scanning for danger. We are always on alert. Okay. If we have found danger in the past and it has become a traumatic experience, that even elevates more. All right. But this scanning for danger is called neuroception. Okay. And there's a sciencey word for it. The problem with neuroception is our brains can't tell the difference. Our nervous system can't tell the difference between a real threat, like a tiger, or a perceived threat. Something we're worried about, something we're thinking about, something we're anxious about. Going to the DMV probably feels like a perceived threat today because you're going to have to wait in line. You got to get your picture taken, you know, turning 50, all the things, right? So your nervous system might be talking on Zoom, might feel nerve-wracking to you because your nervous system thinks there's a threat when it's just me and honestly, four other people, five other people. Okay. So, if you are on constant alert, your nervous system may stay activated along with other things in your life that are creating stress for you, like jobs, relationships, people, weather, whatever it is that worries you. Does all that make
Got
sense?
it. Can your nervous system be triggered even if you're thinking, oh, that's not really a big deal? You're
Because
thinking like, oh, the d it's not going to be a big deal. I'm getting my picture taken, not a big deal. But can my nervous system be like, yes, it is a big deal? Okay.
Now, sometimes we use thoughts to manage our nervous system, but your nervous system, you know, that so this scanning that happens, 80% of our input is sensory, is through these scans. 20% of our input comes from our brain. So if you're always scanning and you're always seeing threats, then you don't know how to manage it through thinking or through relaxation techniques, then you're going to ride a little bit above home base a lot. Okay. And when you ride a
I'm
little bit
always
above home,
looking around.
and
I'm
when you
always
ride
scanning my surroundings.
When you ride a little bit above home base a lot, your urges to eat are going to come hard and fast because your body wants to be regulated. Your nervous system, while it's scanning for danger, it wants to be regulated. It wants to feel good. So it's going to consistently go, you need to go for a walk, Tracy. You're not, you know, we need to burn off some energy. You need to have a snack, Tracy. You need to burn off some energy. How about some sunshine, Tracy? That helps. Need to burn off some energy. Okay. You ever feel so, you know, restless and jittery and just want to get up and walk?
I sway a lot.
Yes. You
I
bounce your
was
foot.
reading your resource guide. I sway a lot. I like to like tickle, I call it tickle my arms, and that like And I was like, that makes total sense.
Yes. So you're Tracy that I saw in the Facebook group. Goalish, is that right?
Probably.
I saw
Yep,
you in the Facebook
that's
group
me.
looking for something.
Hello.
You're talking about the resource page that I did. There's
Yeah.
not really a guide
Yep.
there. It's like a series of videos and little three printouts. Okay.
Yep.
The tickle, what'd you say you'd like to tickle? Your arms?
My forearms. Yep.
All right. So this is so good, Tracy. You are already doing things that have a somatic effect on your nervous system. Now, somatic means in the body. Okay. This is called havening. You haven through touch. You can settle yourself through touch. And you can do it on your forearms, rubbing your forearms, rubbing your upper arms, rubbing your legs. Anything like that is a comforting gesture you give yourself. So the fact that you're already doing that on your forearms, try it sometimes on your upper arms. You know, if you
I've
sit
done
like
that
this,
since I was a child, actually.
so you already have self-soothing gestures that you're doing that you haven't realized yet. And that's when it comes to safety, the things that you're already doing are always going to be the things that are going to be the most comforting to you. So I want you to really focus in on havening touch, okay? You know, the rubbing of the forearms, the rubbing of the legs. Sometimes I even rub my lower back. You know, it feels good to rub my lower back. What else did you say you did?
Another thing you mentioned in the page is heat. So my
Mm-hmm.
hands are cold often, and I'll
Mm-hmm.
just cuddle my face all the time, all the
Yeah.
time.
Yeah.
And I'll just cuddle my face.
I often tell people who get dysregulated at parties, like Thanksgiving, for instance, if they're overstimulated, there's too much noise or whatever, I tell them to go wash their hands or wash dishes. Because putting your hands under warm water and rubbing them
That's
together, there's
another,
that havening
gosh,
touch again,
that's
right?
another thing I do. I just
Mm-hmm.
sit.
It helps.
Oh
It
my
helps
gosh,
bring the
this is
nervous
such
system
good
back.
stuff.
So what you need to do, it sounds like you do a lot of these things already. What you need to do is tell yourself, attach a thought to it saying, this is how I feel better. This is how I bring my
Should I
nervous
do
system
this
down.
before getting a snack?
Yes. Did you hear me talking about pause plus permission? In the
I
pause,
had my daughter.
that's okay. In the pause between the urge and the snack, I want you to do one of those somatic things, the havening, the warmth, the touching your face. Deep breathing would be good for you. You know how when you get really nervous and anxious, your breath gets choppy? I want you to start getting a
Clench
good
my jaw
deep
a
breath.
lot.
Loosen your jaw. Good deep breath in. Hold it and go. And
Oh, okay.
picture all that energy coming out. Long and hard exhale. Okay.
Okay.
And the more you hum, talk, sing, you're going to tone your vagus nerve, and that's going to help you as well. Do you hum when you're nervous too?
My mother hums all the time.
Yeah.
And it drives me crazy.
No, what she's doing is settling her nervous system. She probably didn't even know she's doing
I
it.
don't think she even knows she's doing it. Nope.
A
So
lot of
could this be something I picked up from my mother? Being on high alert all the time?
Could be learned behavior. Sure. I think I picked it up from
Okay.
my mother. Yeah, my mother was a
Okay.
nervous Nelly for sure. And I think I
Oh,
just
she's
learned.
definitely a nervous Nelly.
Yeah. I think I just learned from her. I thought that was, you know, who else do we have to look up to as women but our mothers, right? And I think I just learned from her that that's how it was supposed to be. So I tend to have some anxiety as well. Sometimes I don't even know where it comes from. But I can feel it in my body
Heat.
because my skin gets prickly. Does your skin get prickly? I feel like
I haven't
prickles in my
noticed that
upper
one.
arms. So when I start to feel anxious, I'll look at my husband and I'll go, huh, I'm anxious right now. And he'll go, why? And I'm like, oh, sometimes I wake up that way. But I can tell you a warm shower always settles me. Washing my hands, taking deep breaths, and lowering my shoulders. I have figured out what I can do to help bring my nervous system down enough so that I don't need to eat to feel better. And that's what that resource page is all about, helping you figure that stuff out. Okay.
See, right now, as you're talking, my chest is just all of a sudden got so tight, and I could really feel like I just could,
All right.
like I needed one of those.
So take a deep breath now. Take a deep breath now. Expand the tightness in your chest.
It's so tight. Like, where did it come from?
Sometimes it's just there. Sometimes it's just there. So can you take a deep breath
Can
in?
your nervous system trigger pain in your body? I have a lot of pain and numbness that goes through my body.
That's a big question. There can be a relationship between pain and nervous system activation. There can also just be pain. Sometimes pain is a physical sensation in your body, kind of like hunger, kind of like itch, kind of like something like that. We have associated pain with bad, though. It's a pain is a signal, okay? And sometimes pain can be remembered pain. Have you ever heard like disabled veterans talk about how they still feel their toes even though their leg has been amputated? That's because pain exists up here. Those feelings exist up here based on a sensation that our brains have interpreted. So pain could be triggered by nervous system, or your nervous system could be triggered by pain. There is a relationship between the two. Okay. Or can be. I don't want to make it absolute. Can be a relationship between the two.
This is so good. Good stuff, Kathy. I
I'm
love it.
telling you.
Like I said, I've been in no BS for, I keep quitting and joining because
Well,
I
stop
can't
doing
figure it.
that.
I
Really
know, but
say.
I think I really think it's my nervous system
It probably
because
is. So that's another urge, Tracy. Okay. Quitting and staying and quitting and staying. That's another set of urges. I want you to pause and say, what is my nervous system needing right now? In that pause, and then I want you to give it to yourself. And you need to promise me something. The next time you have an urge to quit, I want you to write to me in support. Attention, Kathy.
I will.
I have an urge to quit. Help me figure out what's going on. Okay?
Okay, I will do that.
All
I will
right.
do that, and I'll message my accountability partner, who I've been since the first time I joined. I'll tell her next time I want to quit, I have to email Kathy.
Yes, email me, okay? And
Okay,
we'll figure
I
out what's going on
appreciate
in that
you.
nervous system. All right? In the
Thank
meantime,
you.
study on those
Yes.
things. I want you to really pay attention to the 2 minutes of silence video.
Two
It's about,
minutes of silence.
yeah, what 2 minutes of quiet will do for you. It's on that resource page. I
Okay.
want you to pay attention to that one. Okay? It's only
Oh,
like three
boy.
minutes long. So, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Hang in there.
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course, you're welcome. Talk to you
Bye-bye.
soon. Bye. All right, everybody. Obviously, you have figured out my jam. I think the nervous system is the missing piece to weight loss, Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, all those things. I think if we can understand what's going on inside of our bodies and our nervous system, with our emotions, the feelings that we have, then we have figured out what creates the urge to eat and can manage it. So that's what I got. Does anybody have anything else today? Anything else at all? Well, seeing nothing, seeing no hands, I'm going to let you go. If you need anything at all, hit me up and ask coaches. Any questions about the nervous system, any questions about anything, hit us up and ask coaches. You know where to find us. And MJ will be back next week. All right, you guys take care. See you soon.